Hello everyone, welcome to Fly Wallet Experiences Podcast. This is episode 5. Regular people tell us amazing stories from their travels, and today we have someone who is very special, Susie. Susie, how are you? How are you doing?
Hi Thomas, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for joining us. So where are we speaking from? Where are you talking to me from? Tell me a bit about yourself, Susie.
Thanks for inviting me to this podcast. Right now I'm in London and West London, and right now everything's great. Like May, everything's green, and we actually just went to park for a run today. So it's nice, like post-lockdown life.
Yeah, how is London these days? Are a lot of people out, you know, because I heard that...
I'll say it's more busy than usual, for sure. Especially after the whole lockdown, we're not used to so many people on the street. So when you go out, you see people walk their dogs and hang out with friends. It's kind of like a different experience.
Yeah, but they're still wearing masks?
Not much, I'll say, but in public transport, people are still wearing masks. But, you know, everyone lying in the park, just enjoying sunshine. So not so many people keep masks on their face.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. People being tired of lockdown is being tired of the masks. Susie, where are you from originally? Because, you know, like we don't every day get to have a talk with people from around the world, you know, so that we can familiarize with the audience.
Yeah.
What's your story? Yeah, tell us your story.
Okay. I'm originally from China, and I came to UK 5 years ago for my undergraduate study. And recently I just graduated from master, and I studied psychology in the UK. So basically during last 5 years, I've been in the UK, but each year I do travel back to China and do like different trips with friends. So it's I'll say it's like a one episode of my life, because it's quite different from what I grew up with, and I'll say it's definitely going to be different from I'll live with in the future, I assume.
That makes, because your perspective of travel, you know, like is I'd say on the more, you know, on a bigger scale, you know, like 5 years ago and coming from so far away. Like, how has that been, you know, as a woman, you know, away from your home country, you know, traveling? Like, what does travel mean to you? What does it do for you, in your own words?
Okay, I'll say, like, travel for me is, it's a way to expand my life, like, to have that extension on life, because it's like, once you've been living a place for quite a while, that becomes, like, full of your life. For example, like you have work,
so
like you go to school, like every day you're in the same town, same city. But when you travel, it's you see another possibility of your life. You see how other people live in life on the same earth. Like you realize that even on the same planet, there are so many possibilities and there's so many different ways to live. So I think it's quite essential to see that and to realize that there are so many possibilities.
Oh, for sure. Like that is actually one of my favorite things of traveling.
Yeah.
Also, you know, just seeing people from different places, and it's really very inspiring, I feel, to see that.
That's really cool. Definitely.
And so what, like someone like you who has these, you know, these amazing deep thoughts, like where would be the next place you'd like to visit?
top on my list, definitely Africa, because it's like somewhere so different from where I'm from what I grew up with, and even, you know, it's complete, like, I've watched so many documentaries, read so many, like, journals about it, and it's definitely something I want to do all the time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
that would be amazing. Any country in peculiar, or, you know, or just you like to, I guess, go through the country?
Yeah, I mean, I've been to Morocco, but I want to go somewhere like more south.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I definitely want to have friends or family to travel with, because I think travel is really helpful for a relationship bond.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell like a story, like, for example, like on my graduation trip when my parents come to Europe, that was their first time like traveling in Europe. And because I didn't grow up with my parents, I grew up with my grandparents in another city in China, although we're all in China, but we're in different cities. So actually I was kind of like in this Europe graduation trip, I feel like I was getting closer and closer with my parents. It's like a rebuild our relationship thing. And you don't get much opportunity to do that when you're in hometown, just carry on your regular life, you know, like, because every day is the same. It's like too That's regular.
Good. Yeah, yeah. No, that is actually so, you're touching on something so, so true. Is it, you know, like just in terms of experiencing something new or something outside of your norm, but doing it with someone that builds a strong relationship. I guess, you know, a lot of long-term friends, you know, have been made like on trips and just
definitely.
And I really resonate with that. That's really cool. That's what happens when a psychologist talks about travel, huh? We go into the nice details. No, that's really cool. That's really cool. Mm. And so when it comes like to, you know, like to traveling, you know, like that's actually a beautiful story, you know, with your parents.
Mm.
Like, do you have an experience? Thank you. You know, that's very, very cool. Like, just like, do you have like for anyone who doesn't travel that much, or, you know, any advice you'd like to give them, or, you know, or a story maybe just to maybe inspire someone to travel some more, like what was an exciting moment during your trips
so far? To be honest, like nowadays people definitely travel more than ever, and especially people my age, like everyone travels. But I just want to say what I see is like the way to travel. Because most of my friends, when they talk about travel, it's like, oh, you know, take plane to another city. The city is going to be quite similar as your own city already. And you're just going to go eat the local food and do exactly the same thing as you do in your own city. And that's what my friends talking about travel. But me personally, I prefer like going to somewhere quite different and you experience like local life instead of doing the regular thing you do at home, and you try different things, you try to live the local life. I think that would be a like a new way to travel. So that's something I would like to definitely have more.
Yeah, no, that's the best part about like going out of your comfort zone and, you know, immersing into the culture. That's the best part for sure. But for sure, I really appreciated getting your side of things and your analysis. For sakes of purposes, you know, like you are, you know, regarding Fly Wallet, in your own words, how would you describe Fly Wallet, if, you know, in as simple terms as possible?
I'll say convenience, because I consider Fly Wallet is such a, like, a convenient tool for me and my friends or me and my family, when we make a travel plan, when we decide to go somewhere together, this will be like a very powerful and convenient tool for us to use together, instead of like one person in charge of like making all the plans, like collecting all the, you know, share money, come and some people might have different opinions, but then with Fly Wallet, it's like really convenient. You can save all these like troubles and you just enjoy the trip.
Oh yeah, no, that's coming from you, that's good to hear. So this was Susie from London, well, from China, currently living in London. Thank you so much for joining us on this.
Thank you, Thomas.
Definitely an amazing story, amazing perspective. To everyone who tuned in, thanks so much. Make sure you follow us. Sorry about Luna, my daughter.
It was
showing her enthusiasm for this podcast. She's good. 1 year now, so you know, she's voicing her.
She's ready to travel.
Exactly. but make sure you follow us on Twitter or Fly Wally and DM us if you'd like to be featured. This was episode 5. Speak soon. Take care, Susie. Speak soon.
Take care. See you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.